The candidate filing period in Arkansas is underway at the state capitol in Little Rock. The 2020 filing period opened at noon today and remains open through a week from tomorrow. Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics says the filing period is moved up so Arkansas can participate in the presidential primary in early March.
So I think one of the questions to answer is how many presidential candidates will file for office in Arkansas for the March 3rd primary election? That's one of the answers we'll get this week as we watch for a few interesting matchups. Statewide, we have the U.S. Senate race featuring Republican Tom Cotton versus Democrat Josh Mahoney. And there are some independent and libertarian candidates in that race. For Congress, only two GOP incumbents, Representative Steve Womack in the 3rd and Representative Bruce Westerman in the 4th, have announced Democratic opposition from Celeste Williams and William Hansen, respectively. Might we see Republican 2nd District Congressman French Hill escape without an opponent? No one has made waves yet. What about 1st District Congressman Rick Crawford, also a Republican, who has no announced Democratic opponent?
Roby says other races that might garner attention include a seat on the Arkansas Supreme Court.
Over the weekend, Barbara Webb, a former judge and prosecutor, and the wife of Republican Party of Arkansas Chairman Doyle Webb, said she would run for the position 4 seat currently held by Justice Joe Hart, who has not said if she'll run for re-election. Pulaski County Judge Chip Welch has already jumped into that race. Of course, judges run as independents in Arkansas. Then there will be the legislative seat filings. Former 2nd District Democratic congressional nominee and former State Representative Clark Tucker and Republican Bob Thomas, sister of Senator Missy Irvin, will run for a Little Rock State Senate seat. One of the Duggar kids, Jed, is challenging first-term Democratic incumbent State Representative Megan Godfrey of Springdale. Lastly, one of the other high-profile races to watch is a Hot Springs House seat. Will ousted Republican State Representative Mickey Gates make another run for that seat? And if so, could he win?
Gates was expelled from office after pleading no contest to failing to pay state income taxes. Hal Bass, a political science professor at Ouachita Baptist University in Arkadelphia, says the ongoing impeachment inquiry and perhaps eventual impeachment proceedings could be a factor in Arkansas, though he says we shouldn't expect any major shakeups.
Politics in Arkansas have become nationalized in a way that is far greater than was the case even 25 years ago. I think that the Republican Party and the conservative ideology has a firm grasp on the hearts and minds of Arkansas voters. And it's going to be difficult for the Democrats to make serious inroads. But I think that the opportunities are there at the margins for the Democrats to erode some of the Republican control of the state legislatures.
Perhaps, he says, by taking away the supermajorities Republicans now enjoy in both the state House and state Senate. Bass says he doubts the state's voters will send anybody but the congressional incumbents to Washington during the next election.
I think that all 4 incumbents are in a very, very solid position to win re-election. I think that, in theory, the 2nd district seat is the most vulnerable for the Republicans, but French Hill withstood a very strong challenger 2 years ago and managed to win a comfortable 6-point victory. So I would think it'd be a real uphill struggle for Democrats to claim any of those 4 congressional seats.
The Arkansas primary is Tuesday, March 3rd. This is Ozarks at Large.